Unit 2, page 20, reading, exercise 3.
They made a difference, the slave trade. From the 16th to the 19th century, millions of people in Africa were taken from their homes and forced into lives of slavery. By the late 18th century, many people had realized this was wrong and wanted to stop it. These people became known as abolitionists, and together they helped demolish one of the cruelest systems in the history of our world. Here are two of the men and women who made a huge difference. One day in November of 1759, the British ship Arundel was sailing the West Indies when a slave ship approached it, begging for help. Many of the slaves on the ship had died of disease, and the others were living in horrible conditions. One person from the Arundel went to help, a young doctor named James Ramsay. He was horrified by what he saw, and he never forgot this experience. Soon after this, he went to work on the island of St. Kitts in the Caribbean. There, he enraged local businessmen as he helped the slaves who worked for them, treating them for injuries and disease. He also worked as a church minister, and he insisted on opening his church up to slaves as well as white people. When Ramsay returned to England, he wrote books about his experiences. The vivid details he included shocked many people. He was also a huge influence on William Wilberforce, the leader of the anti-slavery movement in the UK. His tireless career as a politician eventually succeeded with him repealing slavery laws. Mary Prince was born in Bermuda in 1788. As her mother and father were slaves, she was a slave too. She was sold a total of 4 times in her life. The first time, with the rest of her family, but when she was 12, she was separated from them and went to work as a maid. She had been working at this job for a few months when she ran away to be with her mother, but she was soon captured and sent back. She was sold a third time to work in the salt ponds. The work was long and hard, and the sun caused blisters on her body. She was also treated cruelly by her owners, who often struck her for the smallest of things. When she was 40, new owners took her to England. Slavery was illegal in the UK, so she was free to go and work with the abolitionists. In 1831, the Anti-Slavery Society published a book about her life story called The History of Mary Prince. Lots of people read the book, and it helped many change their minds about slavery.